99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Go ahead and get this out of the way real quick. Something better than actual alarm clock. A little bit of sports here for you. Yes, the Louisville Wake Forest game didn't turn out the way it should have. 34-37, losing to 19th-ranked Wake Forest. However, can we just, the Kentucky Wildcats, Florida Gators?
I mean, my lord, this has not happened since my husband was 12 years old.
I was going to say, mid-80s it's been since this happened. So, yeah.
Yep.
Kentucky, Florida, last play of the game.
It'll come down to one play. One play for the Gators. Emory Jones into the end zone. Broken up at the goal line by Jones. Kentucky will win it.
Yep, 20-13 over Florida. They vault to 16th in the country. What world are we living in right now?
Don't even know, but my husband realized that he can never go to a UK Florida game again because the one he didn't go to is the one they won.
So up next, LSU and then Georgia. So Kentucky's schedule doesn't get any easier. However, man, who's ready? Who's ready to start getting tattoos that say 10-0, 11-0?
Go ahead and do it.
Who's ready?
Hashtag no regrets.
Come on. Yeah. I know there are some Cat fans who are ready to do it. Let's get the ink. Let's get the permanent ink. 4-0. Come on.
Yes.
So congrats to the Wildcats and Cat fans all over the state here. 99.7 DJX. But yeah, who needs an alarm clock when you could just wake up hearing that news?
It was a sea of blue, like, on the field. Mm-hmm. It was pretty amazing. So I had a lot of friends that were there, and their pictures were pretty incredible.
Yeah, my daughters visited UK, on a college visit, and I showed them this. And I was like, see, look, if you end up going there, this is the stuff that they do.
This could be you. They've already bought merch. I think they're in.
Right. We do these every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So this is kind of crazy. When Susan Causey went to pick up her 84-year-old husband after he was playing cards at the senior center there in Michigan, she knew something was really off. So her husband, Ronald, was suffering from diabetic shock. So Susan, this was not her first rodeo with this, needed to act quickly. She said, I didn't have anything sugary on me, so I drove to the nearby McDonald's. And when you're a diabetic, you can drop really fast. You can go from shock to coma, and I knew he was really close to the point of coma.
Oh, gosh.
So when she got to the right drive-thru speaker, she said that her husband was on diabetic shock, told the employee taking orders she needed an orange juice. Well, the employee told the shift manager, James, who sprung into action.
I always get shook up. You got to react pretty quick to it, and he did. He's my little hero.
He's my hero. Yeah, he said, I ran, I got it, I know what to do. So I'm pouring sugar in there. And they said, oh, she only asked for orange juice. And he's like, I know what I'm doing. Just trust me. Turns out his aunt has diabetes.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't his first rodeo either. So the shift manager sprinted to their vehicle, handed the orange juice over, and told Susan that he had added sugar. And she's like, yep, my little hero.
He's my little hero.
Exactly. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So, awesome story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
He's my little hero.
That's a great soundbite.
Let's hang on to that. We might need it.
Dinner in a show, right? That's, you go, you have dinner, you eat a little something, and you get to, watch a show at the same time, yes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff there. But setting the bar, that is where we set the bar for your day very low. And this is something for you to strive not to do, okay?
Okay.
So, if you manage to make it through the day without, backing up your garbage truck into an outdoor dining shed, dragging it down the street with people inside, you're doing okay.
Holy cow. Yeah. What just happened?
Yeah. And, I always think about, people who have to navigate these large, large trucks and vehicles in, downtown city streets, semis, tractor trailers, garbage trucks, sanitation trucks, those things.
So, I get nervous for them.
Yeah, so this is what happened. It was in New York, Greenwich Village. there was a garbage truck. It was just backing up. The guy was just backing up after emptying, like, you know, garbage containers or whatever, but accidentally backed into an outdoor dining structure that people were in eating.
Oh, my gosh.
And then took off, dragging it along with.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I can't even imagine, A, being the driver, feeling so bad. B, being the people eating inside.
Yeah, like, I mean, at what point do you go, hang on, this isn't supposed to happen, right?
Are we moving?
Hang on. Waitress!
hang on a second.
Right, so the manager who witnessed it at Bar 6.
It was shocking. Definitely felt like an earthquake almost, seeing a structure dragged across the street.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Probably made noise, yeah.
Yeah, but thankfully no one was injured, and
that's good news.
Yeah, but again, you know, I understand that navigating a sanitation truck, semi, you know, tractor trailer in these, you know, city streets downtown can be tough.
Yeah. Do you think they're gonna get their meal comped?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Like, what do you do once the truck realizes, oh, yeah, and stops, and then, you know, the people kind of get out, and they're like, okay, well, check, please. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, right, like, right. Do I get to finish meal? Something like that. Like, do they offer them a coupon to come back? I'm not sure.
Enjoying my linguine.
exactly. Dang it.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, backing up your garbage truck into an outdoor dining shed, then... You know, taking it with you, then you're doing okay.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Okay, hey, quick question.
Yeah.
Was Kacey Musgraves naked during her performance during Saturday Night Live?
Listen, I haven't watched SNL in years and years and years and years and years, so I have no idea.
All right, so her single Justified, she performed during Saturday Night Live. Now, the video is getting a lot of attention because it looks like she's performing naked. A clear nod to that scene from Forrest Gump, that iconic movie from the mid-90s, where Jenna kind of did the same thing, right? So she's playing... her song, Justified, sitting on a stool, legs crossed, only wearing cowboy boots, and her body was blocked by her guitar and strap, and kind of backlit, so you could, like, not really tell.
Okay, so we're just going to assume she is?
So, there's a Reddit thread about this, and there are some audience members that claimed that they were there for, you know, the dress rehearsal and during the actual performance, and said, well, she was either naked or very close to it, as there were walls blocking their view before her performance, and then staff came out and wrapped her in large towels after she was finished.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there are these, like, little kind of, like, nude underwear and that kind of stuff that actors a lot of times wear when they have to do, like, nude scenes. Maybe mm-hmm. she was doing something like that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think everybody would probably prefer to think that she was not wearing that.
Okay.
However,
great.
If you want to see it, we have it posted, WDJX.com, her performance from Saturday Night Live, so you can decide for yourself. Owen Wilson, who introduced her, made no comment about it. You know, he just did his host duties and just said, hey, Kacey Musgraves, and then it goes to her. Now, when she sung her second song, she was fully clothed. Ironically, though, she was wearing bare feet. She had bare feet, so she didn't have anything on her feet this time.
Well, okay, then.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, WDJX.com, if you want to take a look at that. Do this every hour. Kelly K, what you got?
So there's a really sweet picture of a firefighter reading to a little girl after a car crash in Billings, Montana that was shared and going viral.
Mm.
So the picture was initially posted to Facebook by someone named Allie Schmaltz with mm-hmm. the caption, sweetest thing ever. This fireman is reading books to a little girl after being in an accident. First mm-hmm. responders are amazing. So the Billings Fire Department reposted the photograph to their Instagram with the caption, it's the little things. Right. Ryan Benton was the firefighter who was reading to the young girl, and his friend and fellow firefighter was talking about him, saying, Ryan's a really humble guy. He's probably going to kill me for putting him in the spotlight, but he did great work that day. He said he didn't want to be in the interview because it's his job, and he was just doing his job. That's kind of how we all feel, but we all know when someone does something like that and gets spotlighted for it, it's good to recognize their good work.
Oh, that's cool.
The department has had a bag with books and toys that they bring to different emergency scenes in case kids need to be comforted. Mm-hmm. You know, these are really stressful situations. They've been doing that for about 3 years thanks to sponsors, so it's a great idea. We will tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so I'm going to toss the phone number out real quick because maybe you have experience with something like this, and you can offer up your advice on how to kind of move forward with this situation our listener finds himself in.
So the message says, last week, I decided to work from home after a meeting instead of driving back across town to work.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came home, I walked in on my 19-year-old female nanny working out in our home gym in just her underwear.
Oop.
Now, this seems not very comfortable, but I didn't really care because the kids were napping. I did tell her that she should probably plan ahead and bring workout clothes, which she can store at her house and launder if she'd like.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell my wife about this. When she got home, she was livid.
Ooh.
The girl's mom is a family friend, and my wife now wants to talk to her.
Okay.
My thoughts are that if our nanny is an adult and is great with the kids who love her, this might make her quit or feel even more uncomfortable after an awkward run-in. Her behavior was odd, but certainly not reckless in any way. Do you think my wife should talk to our nanny's mom?
Okay, 502-571-9970. I don't know if you have experience having a nanny, or maybe you have nannied before in the past, and you know, what would you have done in this situation? I think it is kind of weird that, you know, I don't know if she wasn't planning ahead and just like noticed their home gym and was like, you know what? I you know, kids are napping. I could just work out real quick, but I don't want to do it in my clothes.
I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
And I don't want to like get my clothes sweaty.
Right, right.
But so I don't know. I'm not a, like, I've never heard of anyone like working out in their underwear.
That's, yeah, I mean,
kind of interesting, especially in someone else's house.
It does. That does seem odd. It does. So I don't know. I don't know. That's why I want to toss it to you. Okay. So
I feel like this could, it's probably lesson learned. Like, I don't think she's going to do that again. I know I wouldn't if I was in her situation.
Yeah.
I don't know if a conversation's necessary.
Okay. All right. 502-571-9970. This is group therapy. You know, sometimes just being in your underwear is a little bit more comfortable. Am I right?
Well, and a lot of people were kind of pointing out, was it actual underwear or was it like very small workout gear?
So what we're talking about is group therapy, where he gets home and discovers his 19-year-old female nanny working out in the home gym in just her underwear. Now, you know, obviously a little bit of embarrassment there, but he told his wife. Now the wife wants to kind of throw the book at her and be like, yo, I need to talk to her mom, who's family friend.
Yeah, her mom's a family friend.
Yeah.
Nobody is saying that I think it's necessary to go talk to the mom.
Hmm.
First of all, she's 19. Mm-hmm. She's an adult, so talk to her if you feel like you need to address it further. But he kind of handled it. He just kind of said, hey, if you want to bring some workout clothes, you can launder, keep them here, launder them here, all that kind of stuff. And kind of like giving the hint that maybe you should wear a little bit more if you're going to work out here. Because he came home early. She wasn't expecting it. Dawn says, though, she likely didn't bring workout stuff, wanted to keep the clothes clean. The kids were asleep. You handled it. What's the harm? What else does she want? Punishment, humiliation? If you want to keep her as a sitter, move on.
Yeah. Now, Kathy, you say that she's kind of got to go, though, right?
I wouldn't necessarily talk to the mom, but she would have to go. And it's not about, oh, my husband walking in or anything like that. But what if there was an emergency with my kids or my kids came? You know, I don't know how old the kids are.
Right.
But that's just, I don't know. That's inappropriate. Now, as far as talking to the mother, the girl's 19 years old. She's an adult.
Right.
I would not talk to the mother about it unless the mother approached me. And what I would tell the daughter is, you know, I'm not going to say anything to your mom. You can tell her whatever you want to tell her. Just let me know what you say so I can back your story up so she doesn't get embarrassed.
Yeah.
But that just that it's not going to work out for our family.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Like, I don't know if like, this sounds like a one-time thing. It doesn't sound like he's walked in on her wearing just underwear other times, you know?
Exactly. That's what Courtney said. You handled it. Why would your wife need to speak to anyone? It's not like the nanny meant for you to see her and the kids were asleep, and it's not like the nanny was coming on to you.
Sally texts in and said, who works out naked in someone else's house? Well, to be fair, she wasn't naked, all right?
She wasn't naked.
No.
But she was, I think, wearing undergarments, maybe? Maybe it was just like a sports bra.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it could have been a sports bra and just like little workout shorts that just look small. She could have been wearing workout clothes, but.
Yeah. And then maybe he's just like, all right, maybe you wear a little bit more when you work out at our house. And then everyone's comfortable in case I come home early again.
Which I probably will now. No. All right. So. I think we're all saying what? Let's try to talk the wife down off the ledge and not get the mom of the nanny involved.
Yeah, because, you know, she's a good nanny. The kids mm-hmm. like her. Mm-hmm. You know, this is kind of a one-time deal. I think he handled it. I think she knows that, you know, he thought that was odd. I'm sure she's embarrassed. I think you just let it go. I don't think we need to make more of a deal out of it. Now, right. If something keeps happening
right. After
this, then maybe you address whatever's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people are like, look, I think you even said she probably learned her lesson this time.
Yeah.
And it's probably not going to happen
anymore.
That again. Right. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, let us know how it all works out, especially if it continues to happen. Keep us updated. We'd like to know. All right. That is group therapy. Kelly, you got your house all decorated, right? Little Halloween action over the weekend.
Yep. We got our flare up this weekend. Got a giant spider. Looks like it's crawling out of my son's window. Giant web. Couple of tombstones. Lots of pumpkins.
Skeletons, pumpkins, and spiders are the top three Halloween decorations.
Got all that.
Yep.
We got a skeleton guy, like, looks like he's coming out of the landscaping.
I will say that when I was in high school, there was our Spanish teacher's house was the location for all sorts of things that we would do. And one of the things that we would do every October is we would go around the city and borrow pumpkins off of other people's porch.
Borrow?
And take them over to her yard and gently settle them into her yard. And so every single year, like, the newspaper would run a photo of her house because there would be hundreds of pumpkins in her yard.
I bet the people that you borrowed from were upset because, listen, we plumped down some pretty change for all the pumpkins we bought. Like, you got to pay for those.
Well, and I think that if the news is running a picture, then the people who we've borrowed the pumpkins from could probably just be like, oh, it's just right there. And so I'll just go... I'll just go snag them.
Go borrow it right back?
I'll just go borrow it. But man, it just got me thinking when I saw that, you know, skeletons, pumpkins, and spiders, top three decorations for Halloween.
Check, check, and check.
Yep, Senora Speakman's front yard every single October was, I would say, decorated. Decorated.
I love that you called him Senor. Because with foreign language teachers, you can't like just call them Mr. Speakman. He's got to be Senor Speakman, right?
Oh, no. Senora. It was
Senor.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Senora Speakman. She was a fantastic teacher, but then also she had a fantastic yard for us to show our love for her by decorating it every single year with pumpkins. So
I will say I'm salty about the fact that we walked in on October 2nd, mm-hmm. in most stores that would carry Halloween decor, mm-hmm. and it was down to maybe one table of the leftovers. Ooh. Like, what time of year now do you need to shop for new Halloween decor? Because it's not available on October 2nd.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm salty. It's a winter wonderland of all sorts of Christmas stuff already. But Halloween was basically nowhere to be found.
Right.
In lots of places that we tried.
All right. Well, just know that if you are getting pumpkins, spiders and whatever it was, then you are...
Skeletons?
Skeletons, yes. Then you are...
You're on point.
On point with the top Halloween decorations in America. Man, we got a lot of stuff happening today and all this week with some shows coming back, with some concerts being announced and all that fun stuff. But yeah, Dude Perfect is going to be here in town next Friday.
And I'm so excited for the show.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if you've never heard of these guys, it's just a group of, what, five guys who do crazy stunts, and they've basically built their entire career of doing trick shots with basketballs and crazy stunts and things
like
that.
Yeah, it's evolved. I mean, there's you can get up to the website at WDJX.com. There's a little documentary and kind of gives you a glimpse as to what to expect on their live tour from their first one that they did. Mm-hmm. And just their backstory. It started off as trick shots, their college buddies, and now it's turned into they've got shows, they've got little stereotype videos, they have done stunts with lots of celebrities, and they're just a lot of fun. They have over 56 million YouTube subscribers.
Yeah, we're just a little bit short of that, but that's, you know, we're getting
just
there.
Just behind them.
So anyways, we'll give you information and allow you an opportunity to win some tickets to see Dude Perfect coming up next, okay? If you've listened to the show for several years, you know that we do a thing called the Wheel of Dares. Now, the Wheel of Dares has not been in operation for probably the better part of a year.
It's been patiently waiting.
Yeah, so we thought, what better way and reason to bring it out of retirement than with tickets to see Dude Perfect? So,
I mean, it's fantastic since they have Wheel Unfortunate on their show. It just makes sense.
Yeah, so we figured what we'd do is we would put dares that, you know, could be appropriate for, I guess, you to do over the phone. And also, I guess, kid appropriate as well. So
absolutely, it's a family show.
Dude Perfect. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
Because if you've listened to this show and you've listened to the spinning of the Wheel of Dares, you also know that there have been some truly disgusting and awful things that we've had to do.
Yeah, we kind of push the envelope a little bit more than they do, maybe.
It's funny because Jamie had sent in a text and was like, I remember when the Wheel of Dares announced Kelly K's last pregnancy by accident. I'll never forget that. It was because you spun and it landed on something that involved alcohol, like you drinking some alcohol.
And yeah, you're like, and I couldn't.
Nope, can't do it because
nope,
I'm pregnant.
That's no can do.
So, anyways, the dares are not going to involve any sort of alcohol, but it could involve you singing. Acting like various animals, could be having you take on an accent of sorts.
We are experts at that.
That's
on
right.
This show.
That's right. So, Dude Perfect, October 15th, if you want some tickets and an opportunity to spin the Wheel of Dares, which not very many people get to say that they've done, you can call right now, 502-571-9970, okay? 502.
Okay.
571-9970. Dude Perfect, coming to the Yum Center next Friday. Is that what it is? Next Friday? October 15th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Super excited. We're taking the family.
Yeah. So we've got tickets to give away for Dude Perfect. And we thought, you know what? Let's do it with the Wheel of Dares, right?
Probably should. They have Wheel Unfortunate in their little Overdrive show.
Yeah.
Over time.
So, Amanda, you a fan of Dude Perfect?
Yes.
All right, cool. Do you have a kid that you'd be taking, or is it just for you?
Oh, no, I have a kid.
Oh, okay. All right, awesome. So, Amanda, you're familiar with their wheel that they do that has unfortunate events that the guys there at Dude Perfect have to complete?
Yes.
And are you aware of our Wheel of Dares?
Not really. Not until about 5 minutes ago while you were talking about it on the radio.
All right. So, Amanda, I have various things on our wheel. All right. You hear the wheel?
Yes.
Yeah. So, it's a real wheel. So, I'm going to spin it. And whatever it lands on, I'm going to need for you to do. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, are you excited and ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. I need you to say, Ben, spin that wheel.
Ben, spin that wheel.
She's excited.
All right. Spinning, spinning, spinning. Oh! All right, Amanda, you need to convince us you need the tickets for 30 seconds in a French accent. Are you ready? All right, French accent, 30 seconds, ready and go.
Oh, I need them for my child. We like to go and do things together. I don't really know a French accent. She's young. She's only 5. She likes to go to things like that.
All right, that's 30 seconds. Amanda, that might have been the worst French accent I have ever heard in my life. But nonetheless, you got the tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. You got a pair of tickets to see Dude Perfect October 15th, KFC Yum Center.
Wee wee.
She got on to what you were trying to feed her at the end. That's great.
Wee wee. So dumb. All right.
It's dumb and ridiculous, but perfect for this.
Yep. Another opportunity for you to spin the Wheel of Dares for Dude Perfect coming up tomorrow on 99.7 DJX. So I don't know what the people at UpRock's website are on where they're doing a best French fries in the world survey, and they don't have McDonald's at number one, but they did.
Wow.
I know. Like, I like to feel like I'm better than that when I talk French fries, but when it really comes down to it, it's like McDonald's, they've got the corner on it, right?
Well, I think largely they are considered to have very good fries. I would argue there are a few others that might take the cake. I, for one, am a fan of the Chick-fil-A waffle fry.
Mm. So Chick-fil-A waffle fry came in at number 10 on their list.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
That's way farther down than expected.
Nacho fries from Taco Bell beat them.
Okay.
Arby's curly fries came in at 6, which those are dang good.
Really? They are good, yes.
Wendy's came in at number 5. So,
oh, wow. And they just changed their fries.
Yeah.
They're doing hot and crispy now.
Right, right. So the hot and crispy fries came in at number 5. And
okay.
I will say my only complaint with Wendy's fries, and I typically enjoy the Wendy's French fry, is sometimes they taste too potato-y. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. It sure does.
I mean, and yes, French fries are potatoes. We get it. But
I need you to take a little bit of the potato out of my potato fries.
Right. Right. Exactly. So Wendy's is number 5. Popeye's number 4 with their Cajun fries. Raleigh's, the seasoned fries. Now, I got to be in the mood for those. But those are number 3.
Did Penn Station make the list? I'm a fan of those.
Yeah, Penn Station does have some dang good fries. They did not make the top 20. I will say that.
Oh, that's tragic.
Right, right. Now, Sonic came in at number 20. Like Arby's crinkle cut fries, they came in at number 23.
Those are delightful
as yeah,
well.
Yeah, I mean, there are several like those. I mean, even KFC made the top 23, you know? So
they have fries?
They do.
Okay, all right.
Secret recipe fries. So we know McDonald's is number 2 on the top fries list.
What the heck is number 1?
Five Guys.
Oh.
Yeah,
they are tasty.
They are dang.
And
I'm going to tell you what I love most about Five Guys is they just throw them in that paper bag. And
absolutely.
You're like, I want a small. Except
they're like, here you go.
They're like,
there's like 20 smalls in there.
Right, right. You're going to back a dump truck full of French fries into your paper bag there.
They are very generous.
Yep. So
I appreciate that. Which I learned that maybe you just order one order of fries because there'll be enough for the entire family.
I know. So yeah. Five Guys comes in at number 1, McDonald's number 2, Wendy's rolls in at number 5, Chick-fil-A number 10, KFC number 18 as far as, you know, fast food fries ranked. So if if you're doing your top three, Kelly, what are you?
My top three? Ooh. Okay. I'm going to go ahead. I will say chick waffle fries.
Okay. Number three?
I was going top down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, Chick-fil-A.
Listen, don't sleep on, well, I don't think I can, I was going to throw Drake's a nod for their sweet potato waffle fries, but they're not fast food.
Right, so
I
don't, let's sit down.
Yeah, that's sit down. Okay, I will say, you know what, I'm going to put Penn Station at my number two.
All right, Penn Station.
And then I'll do Five Guys.
All right, look
really
at you.
Two and three are a battle. They're kind of even, yeah.
Yeah, Penn Station and Five Guys kind of do it the same way, too. I'm going to say McDonald's is my number one. I will have to go Penn Station number two also. I don't think I can steer away from Penn Station. I'm going to say Five Guys number three. So our two and three are exactly the same, except I'm going to still have to give McDonald's that number one nod there. So
okay, Larry's rolling in with Ollie's Trolley at 2nd and Kentucky.
I mean, do we call that fast food, though?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if we can say that's fast food because it doesn't have a drive-through. You know,
right. And only one location.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place. Yes, but I don't know if we can constitute that as drive or as
we'll
fast
give
food.
Them a shout though.
Yeah, Ollie's Trolley's there. All right, so there you go. I don't know exactly what they were on Up Rocks, but they created their extremely subjective French fry taste test. We'll tweet it out so you can take a look at the entire list at Ben.
And fight over it.
And Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, it's Dave the Pumpkin King Esquire and his duty to try to give you some of his grandpappy's fortune.
It's time to win some of my grandpappy's money.
That's right. On the way. Here we go. Feel good. What do we have, Kelly?
Well, you know, I'm a Purdue University alum.
Yes.
Couldn't ignore this story. A viral situation. It was a really wet, rainy game.
Yes.
Over the weekend, Purdue, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cheerleaders decided to have some fun with it. And do this epic belly flop in a puddle. It's fantastic. Slow-mo video, and she's the real MVP.
Yeah, you can barely hear, but yeah, the commentators. I mean, she just jumps up, kind of spread eagle in midair and lands on her tummy.
Yep, but you know, she you know, puts her hands down a little bit before her belly, but it's a pretty good legit looking belly flop in a big puddle.
Right.
And she's the weekend's real MVP. I mean, big things happen. The Cats win. They beat Florida for the first time since my husband was 12. That's a big deal.
Right.
And then, you know, Tom Brady ended up, sorry, I just launched into sports.
Yeah, what
sports
are you doing?
Can you just like change up the thank you.
What are you
thank
doing?
You. I just launched into sports.
Okay. I'm here for
it. A lot that went on over the weekend. Tom Brady went back into the house that he built at the Patriots, the Buccaneers versus the Patriots. They paid tribute to him. Really nice video there at the Gillette Stadium. And then the Buccaneers end up winning, and he ends up beating Drew Brees' record for what? Most yards passed at a game or something?
I'm just letting you run with this. Come on, I'm letting you run with it, Kelly.
He broke Drew Brees' mark for the most career passing yards in NFL history. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
That's a big deal. And his kids were like rooting for him on Instagram with the supermodel wife. I mean, it was great to beat Tom Brady. And then, you know, he and Bill Belichick, a lot of people were thinking that they don't like each other anymore. They had a hug. All of his former teammates gave him a hug. I mean, it was a really classy end to a big matchup.
So we started with a belly flopping cheerleader for Purdue.
Uh-huh, in a puddle.
Segued to the Cats beating Florida, and then to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in Sunday Night Football beating his former team.
That was a lot.
A last second field goal.
That was a whole lot of sports. I just crammed in there just for you. I'm slapping a feel good sticker on it.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Sports Authority.
There it is, here on 99.7 DJX. So I was seeing all these memes, and I didn't really understand them, for Squid Game. And so I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to check out at least the first episode of this Netflix show. Kelly, are you familiar at all with Squid Game?
I saw that it existed. I saw that Netflix is predicting it's going to be like the most streamed show that they've ever had. That's about it.
Okay, so I'm going to give a brief. So I've only made it like midway through the first episode, and I'm just like, man, get to some action. It's just setting up. It's just kind of boring. But then I saw someone was like, man, you got to get through the first 45 minutes of the first episode, and then it just takes off. And I'm not.
Then it's on, and it's in Korean, right?
Yeah, so you can get it in, you know, overdubbed in English if you really want, or you can get it with Korean and English subtitles, which is what I was doing. So the premise is a lot like The Hunger Games meets, do you remember the old movie from like the 90s called The Game with Michael Douglas? And
okay.
So it's a premise where they find people who are down on their luck, who really don't have a future, who are in debt, and they're like, hey,
here's a way out.
Yep, way out. You could win lots and lots of money, be set for life, but
it can get kind of deathy?
It can get deathy, yep.
Okay,
so
that sounds fun. It's a fictional show, right? Just checking.
It is. So anyways, if you're seeing all these memes with like people who look like their Xbox controllers, like pink jumpsuits with different shapes on their faces, that's what it's referring to. But yeah, Squid Game. So I don't have a whole lot to talk about so far, but because I'm only midway through the first episode.
You're still struggling to stay involved?
Yes, I'm still struggling to stay involved. But yeah, everything I've seen is like, you know, just give it 45 minutes. Just give it 45 minutes and then it's on. And so, all right. So maybe I'll check back tomorrow with an update and tell you, oh, it's the best thing ever. So
okay, speaking of Netflix, we did watch The Guilty, new movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
Plot twist at the end you don't see coming. And it gives you like so much anxiety because basically just Jake and a couple of people at his 911 call center are really the only actors you see. The rest of them you just hear on the phone and you never see them.
Oh gosh. Okay.
But it gives you anxiety.
So the premise of that is what again?
Well, so he's kind of like this detective who he was involved in something bad. He has to go to court to answer for it. And in the meantime, he's been answering 911 calls. He's been assigned to 911 call center duty.
Okay.
And this call comes in. This woman says she's been abducted.
Mm, okay.
She's a mom, her kid's home alone. And then, so it's like playing out overnight, kind of like in real time. You kind of never leave the 911 call center, but the anxiety level's off the charts.
All right. Well, that's our Netflix corner.
That's
there.
A Netflix review.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the Pumpkin King's cash, $20,000 fortune, and your opportunity to carve away your $1,000 section of it. All right. Every hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., that secret winning word. Another shot coming up here in just about 15 minutes.
Lots of chances.
Yep. Lots of chances. And then whenever you hear a Shawn Mendes song, keep in mind, you can always get in to win that as well. Tickets to his show next August at the KFC Yum Center.
Yeah, that lives on WDJX.com. Click win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever you hear a Shawn Mendes song, that's when you can get in to win. And then keep in mind, we are going to have those Dude Perfect tickets to win all this week and up until their show on the 15th. So that's pretty cool, where we are going to allow you to spin our famed Wheel of Dares. All right.
Yeah. They have Wheel Unfortunate for their show Overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought it would be appropriate to dust off ours to let you have the honor of spinning.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I'll say that Amanda, who won this morning, she was excited.
Wee wee.
She was very excited.
Her French was impressive.
Was it, though? So we got plenty of stuff for you to win all this week. Cash, tickets to Shawn Mendes, tickets to Dude Perfect. Got all that stuff here for you. So
that's a lot going on. It's almost like we're bribing people to listen.
I know, right? Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I got out.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.